This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07 on the dot. You are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And our first story is actually going to be starting off with a question, which is, how well have you and your colleagues been following the SOPs at work? Now, this story comes from the NST because many of us have been back at work for some time now. And of course, everyone is expected to comply with the SOPs. And while that might differ depending on your specific industry, very broadly speaking, it includes being able to physically distance at the office, practicing proper hand washing, wearing face masks, and working in split teams. And this last bit is actually something that we practice here at the station. We've been doing it since March of this year, and we talked a little bit about it with our general manager, and I think a voice you might have heard actually right before during the 4 o'clock hour, Meera Sivasodhi, when we celebrated our 12th birthday last week. So obviously, there are very strong reasons why we have to follow the SOPs. Keeping healthy and safe is an important one. The office is also usually a dynamic place with different kinds of people who then go home and live with different people, sometimes those from at-risk groups such as the elderly or with a vulnerable immune system or children. And the other reason, of course, is also about protecting livelihoods. Most companies just can't afford to stop operations for 2 weeks and go through the rigmarole of sanitation, disinfection. That pause could end up potentially harming the company's operations and recovery during this period. So this is coming also as we hear from the Malaysian Employers Federation about how companies have been adhering to this, about how often they have to submit data. I think that there are some questions about whether or not you can be fined. And from what I understand, you actually can be if your company is found to be not adhering to the SOPs. And then again, as we mentioned, you would have to stop and go through that process of sanitation and so on. But in general, right, I think many of us are, or at least from the people I've seen, are good at following the SOPs when we go about our daily lives. We are wearing masks as we walk out to get food for lunch, as we head to supermarkets, everybody's washing their hands. However, I think the workplace is somewhere where you could potentially have that be a little bit more lax, simply because it's somewhere that you spend an awful lot of time, and you're also spending your time in your workplace not really thinking about the SOPs, right? You're thinking about usually your work. So I wonder whether everybody's been following the SOPs in offices and so on to the T, whether we are all, in fact, physically distancing, washing hands. We'd love to know. I mean, in your company, what has it been like for you? Is everybody wearing masks? Is everyone sitting far apart? Has everybody been following it to the absolute best of their ability? Let us know. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio, which is also where we have a poll running. And it's asking the exact question, how closely are these SOPs being followed in your workplace? And so far, it's early days yet, 61% are saying so-so, we try. 33% are saying very, we're all observant, while 4.8% are being very honest and saying not at all. So let us know which camp you fall into. Again, that number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be speaking with Datuk Shamsuddin Bardan after this, who is the president at the Malaysian Employers Federation. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:12. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and we're talking today about SOPs at work, because this is something that we know it's important that we adhere to the SOPs everywhere. But in workplaces, I think there are extra considerations that need to be made. Again, considering the fact that a lot of us have gone back to work and that we spend a significant amount of time in that space. So how closely are SOPs being followed in your workplace? You can let us know by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And now we're also crossing over to Datuk Shamsuddin Bardan, who's the president at the Malaysian Employers Federation. Datuk Shamsuddin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for connecting me.
So based on what you've heard, what have been the experiences of companies in following the SOPs that have been laid out by the government?
Yeah, when we first have the MCO, of course, I would say that many companies are really in the dark and taken off guard because they had never experienced this kind of SOP requirements. But after some time, I think they are quite used to it. But then, you know, of course, there are a lot of issues when the government really is giving conflicting instruction as far as the SOP is concerned. A good example will be on the station where they require all foreign workers to be tested for COVID-19. But eventually it fizzled out and just being concentrated on the foreign workers in the construction industry and also security services in Wilayah and also Selangor only, not all over the country. So that, I think, caused a lot of anxiety on the employer's part, especially when initially the government say that you must bear all the costs, but of course eventually so say that they will bear the cost for the swab testing. So these are part of, I think, the learning curve that we actually had to go through, because it's something not very normal that we actually experience this kind of thing.
Yeah. And before we get to our next question, I also wanted to know, right now, actually, what role does the Malaysian Employers Federation play in terms of ensuring that employers are actually providing, you know, making provisions, I suppose, for their employees to be able to follow the SOPs?
Yeah, we actually make sure that, you know, we issue proper guidance to the employers, and we actually relate all the requirements of the government to our members by issuing timely circulars and also advisory services. And we have a specialist in the office to actually advise employers on all these SOP requirements.
And do most companies currently demonstrate that they are able to adhere to the SOPs?
I would say that when you talk about during the period of CMCO, I would say that most companies are quite familiar with it. And of course, towards the RMCO, I think they still follow the procedure of the SOP. But you find that towards, I think, the current stage now, basically people tend to lax a lot as far as following the SOP is concerned. You can see that not many places provide hand sanitizers anymore. And that, I think, is worrying because, say, for example, the last 2 days, the number of new infection actually had gone up very much here.
So you mentioned that, of course, things have changed over the different MCOs because, again, it's been drummed into us. Most of us are now, you know, very, very familiar with what we're supposed to be doing.
Yes, sure.
But when we look back to those early difficulties in the early months, how were they handled at the time? You know, and do you think that there were tremendous changes that had to be made?
Yeah, sure. I think, you know, back then we are actually having a lot of, I would say, trial and error kind of thing. So, say, for example, the requirement to report on a daily basis on your record of employees that come to work. Of course, as MEF, we raise the concern to say that that is very time-consuming. And of course, administratively, very difficult for us to comply. So we even had highlighted the fact that, you know, in Malaysia, we have more than 800,000 registered employers. And just if each employer takes about, say, 15 minutes to do the procedure of reporting, then for the whole country, we would have more than 1 million hours just per week. So just imagine the kind of time loss that we as employers are facing just to comply with that kind of administrative requirement. And of course, we raised this to the government, and eventually the government say, yeah, okay, there's no need for you to report on a daily basis, but it's enough for you to just report on a weekly basis. Of course, I think the government is also responsive to the kind of issues faced by the employers community.
So when it comes to, I suppose when it comes to dealing with that, well, okay, we'll get back to that. But before that, I did want to know, we talked earlier about how, for example, you gave hand sanitizers, right? And how people might be starting to stop starting to not provide that as much. How then can we ensure that companies do not become more lax over time?
I think for the cases of a new infection for the last 2 days, I think it's really scary. And of course, we don't want to face another situation of lockdown during the MCO, because that will be very tough for the employers to survive during that period where you don't have any revenue, thing like that. So I would say that business-wise and economic-wise, it's, I would say, prudent for the employers to still stick to the SOPs stringently, especially talking about, hygienic workplaces, things like that.
Given that the SOPs aren't legally enforceable per se, what actions have been taken by the government to ensure that employers are following the procedures?
I would say that through the local authorities, I think they actually enforce it based on the local authorities' bylaws. And I would say that that will be sufficient enough to actually seek compliance by the employers. Otherwise, then the local authority can always, direct the work premises to be closed, thing like that, because of the failure to comply with the SOPs as issued by the government.
Back in June, we did see a group of labour rights-related organisations and trade unions writing a letter saying that, as yet, no employers had been tried for failing to implement the SOPs. Do we know if things have changed since then?
I would say that I think at that time, employers, like I say, many of them are groping in the dark and they are not sure on what to do, thing like that. And of course, I would say that given the situation then, the government had done its level best in trying to seek compliance. But what is important is that we as a nation is able to control the spread of COVID-19, because at that period you can see that the number of cases actually came down to a single digit, thing like that. So I would say that despite all the features that we have, we have, I would say, a good measure of controlling the spread of COVID-19.
So here at BFM, we work in an office. And so I think a lot of our questions or thinking might be focused on others who are also in the space of working in an office. But have there been some sectors that have been more affected by having to adhere to the SOPs, especially if they're not office-bound workers?
Yeah, of course, surely. I mean, in situation where it is more like, where a lot of people are coming in, especially at retail trade areas, things like that. Of course, they have to deal with all sorts of customers. And of course, that is, I think, to a certain extent, posing a lot of risk to the staff. And I think it's also important for this kind of organization to always maintain the SOP to the staff and also to the customers, so that we are able to actually control any likelihood of new infection arising from this workplace.
Have there been any accounts of employees complaining about workplaces that don't follow the procedures or haven't provided them enough to follow? And were those cases resolved?
Yeah, there are, of course, I mean, to a certain extent, there are some cases like that, but I would say that it is very minimal. And of course, at the end of the day, employees are able to resolve those issues. Of course, with proper guidance from the various authorities that are involved at the workplaces, like the Department of Health and Safety, and also perhaps the Health Ministry people. And of course, with those kind of assistance by the authorities, what is important is that at that time, a lot of hand-holding kind of thing rather than really to enforce the law.
So, Dato, in closing, what would you like to leave people with on workplaces and SOPs, especially in light of COVID-19?
Yeah, I would say that this is a new disease that until now there is no vaccine yet. And I think it's very important for us to really still maintain the proper SOP so that we are able to contain the disease and make the workplace a safe place to work.
Dato' Shamsuddin, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That was Datuk Shamsuddin Bardan, President at the Malaysian Employers Federation, discussing the importance of having workplace SOPs for COVID-19. And again, while that might differ from place to place, or rather from industry to industry, broadly speaking, it's the usual things that we would know of: physically distancing, proper hand washing, face masks, split teams. So in light of that, then, you know, how many of your workplaces have actually made changes that would have helped with COVID-19? And we're talking about things, again, like working in split teams or allowing flexible hours, having physical distancing, so moving desks around to create more space, for instance. Have there been those kinds of changes in your workplace? And how closely are they being followed? You can let us know by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have this from Kamal, who says, sadly, during meetings, we don't wear masks and we sit close like usual. So that's one report from one workplace. And then on Twitter, on our poll, which is asking how closely are COVID-19 SOPs being followed, 56% are saying, so-so, we try, which I think is very fair and is going to reflect a lot of people's experiences, while 36% are saying, very, we're all observant, and a small number, 7.6%, are saying, not at all. So again, let us know your thoughts. Right now, we've got the Hollies with Searchin'. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.